It's time for Director's Cut Radio. This week, Riot Acts, a movie about transgender and gender variant musicians.
I was a female singer-songwriter and a queer female singer-songwriter, and now I'm kind of a straight male singer-songwriter. I don't like that word. We don't act straight, but we just sort of look it sometimes.
Joining us now is Simon Strikeback of Madison, one of the makers of Riot Acts. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I understand your inspiration for this movie sort of came on a lark.
Yeah. Madison and I thought that we would make a mockumentary Boys on the Road.
And we should explain, Madsen is your partner in this production.
Yeah, he's my partner in crime. He's the director of the movie.
Absolutely. Anyway, I interrupted. You were saying.
No, yeah. So we decided that we should go on tour because our band, we love traveling. Our band was getting fun and we should play with some other musicians. And in the process, we should make a mockumentary about two guys on the road.
Kind of a Spinal Tap sort of thing, maybe.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
But this turned out to be a very serious undertaking.
It did, yeah. We discovered we didn't know anybody who was trans that we could play music with. We didn't know anybody out on the West Coast. We had friends, right? But we didn't really know any musicians. And so as that project turned more serious, the film idea turned more serious.
Right. Have you ever made a film before?
I don't even know how to use a camera. Madsen, however, is a filmmaker by trade.
Oh, well, what did you learn about this whole new art form? New to you, anyway.
Yeah, what I learned a lot is that film, a lot of people ask us why we're not in the movies, right? Because we're musicians, we're both trans. Why are you not in the movie? Why didn't you put yourself in? And it's really true that our sort of ideals and values and thoughts and dreams and wishes for the film really come out through both the questions that I asked as an interviewer and the way that Madsen edited the film.
And it turns out that you sort of maybe accidentally created a network by bringing all these people together that you had to seek out.
Yeah, I think we definitely had a hand in it. And marginalized communities use the internet in really important ways. And a lot of us were able to find each other through not only social networking, but also music networking, right? Going on tour, playing shows together, things like that.
Here now is another clip from Riot Acts.
You know, it's weird. I don't think it was really a very conscious thing that I did about my voice, but from the albums that I had before where I was solo, and I was identifying as female, to the when I listen to my voice now, I kind of feel like my voice has deepened, and these guys would agree with me because I feel like I'm losing my high end and I complain about it all the time. And I'm not on testosterone.
Would you foresee the day when there's an act that strikes a chord with a big enough audience that it's the music first and the artist's trans identity is just incidental?
Well, I think that, I mean, one thing is true is that we always put ourselves in our music. And if somebody's trans experience is important to them enough to put into the music, it's going to come out. It might not sound like a, quote, trans song, but that doesn't mean that it's not a trans song. Mm-hmm. It just means that this sort of mainstream audience finds enough resonance in it that they don't question what the gender is of the person who wrote it.
Simon Strikeback, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You can see more of Simon and Riot Acts on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on Wisconsin Public Television.